Hellbox, written by Bill Pronzini and read by Nick Sullivan.
Prologue. Pete Balfour. They shouldn't have kept making fun of him like that. Not like that. It was all Ned Vereker's fault. Bastard shouldn't have hung that label around his neck like a goddamn dead bird. That was what took it right over the line. Bad enough, all the crap Balfour had to take most of his life about the way he looked. Man couldn't help the face he was born with, could he? But he'd got so he could stand the ragging pretty well, even joke about it himself when he'd had a few. Like the night at the Miners' Club when he was half in the bag, and he come out and said he hadn't had a woman in so long he'd started carrying a picture of his right hand around in his wallet. Everybody got a good laugh out of that. Hell, he'd joined right in that night, and again the time somebody asked him if he was still dating old Five Fingers. But after a while, when he was alone at night in his house, he didn't think that was funny neither. Plain damn truth. Only woman he'd ever laid that he hadn't had to pay for was Charlotte, his ex-wife, and she'd been lousy in bed, weighed more than he did too, and had a face like a foot, plus a mouth that never stayed shut. Nag, 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 the whole 18 months they were married. Banner day when she walked out on him after the last of their fights wearing a black eye and a smashed nose. He hadn't missed her 1 minute since. The way he figured it now, he'd never have another woman except a second-class whore. Just too butt-ugly. No getting away from it. There were mirrors in the house. He saw his reflection in store windows. He knew what he looked like. Short, puffy body on stubby legs, not much chin, mouth like a gaffed bass, knobby head with a patch of hair like moss growing on a tree stump. Somebody'd said that to him once, someplace or other. You know something, Pete? You got a head looks like moss growing on a fucking tree stump. Mostly, it hadn't bothered him how he looked, and for a long time he'd figured his life was tolerable enough. No real friends except for Bruno, and that was just because he fed and watered the dog and knew how to handle him. Treat a pit bull right, and he'd lick your hand. Treat him wrong, and he'd tear your throat out. But that was all right. He didn't need anybody to hang around with except a few half-assed drinking and poker and bowling buddies now and then. He liked his house. A fixer-upper he'd turned into a real livable place with his own two hands. He liked working construction and being his own boss. He liked hunting and camping in the backwoods, and collecting guns and shooting pool and watching baseball on TV, and bowling a few lines at Freedom Lanes, and playing stud at Hanson's Card Room, and watching martial arts flicks on the tube, and reading a Louis L'Amour Western if he was in the mood for a good book. And when he got horny, well, he could drive down to Sacramento and spend $30 or $40 on a teenage hooker. Or if he didn't feel like making the effort, he had his collection of porn videos, and he could go on the internet and surf through the porn sites. But sometimes, even before that night at the Buckhorn 6 weeks ago, it all backed up on him like a clogged septic system. More and more he felt like hitting something, breaking something out of sheer frustration. Wished he was still married to Charlotte so he could beat the crap out of her again. Times like those, he knew how much his life here sucked. Really sucked. It got so he couldn't stand the thought that things would go on pretty much as they always had for him. One day the same as another right up until he croaked. Weekdays working his construction jobs, working his little scams, and when he knocked off it'd be the Miners' Club or the Buckhorn or Freedom Lanes or Henson's, and then home to watch a DVD or fool around online and then straight to bed. Weekends watching a ball game, sipping some brews, playing poker, playing pool, playing with his computer, playing with himself.